Victorian Form Preview for cupweek2020.com.au. Everyone has a ticket to Cup Week at your virtual Melbourne Cup Carnival headquarters. Now on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Monday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, racing at Echuca today. And just some news coming through from New South Wales. They've had a lot of rain and Newcastle has been called off today after 85 mils of rain in 24 hours. So Newcastle off today. The focus is on Echuca. I wonder how much rain they've had at Echuca. Anthony Pilley's a track manager. How are you, Anthony?
Good, yourself?
Very well, mate. Have you had much rain up on the border?
Nowhere near 85 mil anyway. We had 9 mil on Saturday, and then we just had a mil overnight. So come up with a soft 5 this morning, and it should be good.
Okay, and the weather good today? Will it remain soft 5 throughout the meeting, do you think?
Yeah, it's got a fair bit in it at the minute. It's just 20 degrees today, just a fairly steady breeze. So it might dry the top out later into the day, but to start off, yeah, genuine sort of just a soft, nice bit of giving it, and should race well.
Okay, rails out 3 from the 1,000 to the 400, 1 metre from 1,700 to the 1,400, and through the remainder. So it's a little bit in and out today.
Yeah, that's right. So basically, raced here a couple of weeks ago, so we just moved it out the 3 metres around the home bend and that sort of area. And the 1 metre from the 1,700 to the 1,400, that's basically just where the horses pull up and come back to scale. A bit of a track along the inside, just where all the horses from all the races are coming back. So it just pushes out a metre just to keep them off that. So that's the reason behind that.
Well, Anthony, have a good day today, mate.
Beautiful. You too.
Anthony Pelly, track manager at Echuca. Warren Huntley, as he does every Monday, joins us. How are you, Woz?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
How was your Cox Plate weekend?
Well, it was a long day, wasn't it? It was a good week, great weekend of sport with Storm winning last night as well. But there was sort of plenty of time for the full range of emotions from Cox Plate Day right through to the AFL Grand Final on Saturday night, but loved it.
Absolutely. And what did you take out of the Cox Plate?
It was a great race, wasn't it? And I think as you've been discussing on the verdict and talking to Bossy yesterday morning on Correct Way, his ability to be a bit Dusty Martin-like in terms of just rising to the occasion on special races, it happened too many times for it to be a coincidence. Thought Bossy's ride on the Cox Plate winner and Jamie Carr's riding throughout the day, for me, were two of the highlights of what was a great day, but well documented by you boys also that the day-night meeting, Friday night into Saturday, obviously dilutes a lot of the quality, but the highlights of both meetings are certainly right up there.
Did the winner come out of the Cox Plate for the Melbourne Cup?
Gee, I don't know, but he ran nicely through the line. That's a lovely trial in historical terms for a horse to go on and be competitive in a Melbourne Cup. I'm still giving Surprise Baby a terrific chance and get in an international form line through Tiger Moth, and his sole focus on that and the support for him as it could well be telling from a team who know exactly how to prepare a horse for a Melbourne Cup. So plenty of work to do, obviously. We'll see the final field. Gut feeling, I'd be thinking the Melbourne Cup winner wasn't there, but I thought there might have been a couple of horses in that race that can run well.
Yeah, it's one of the most open years for a Melbourne Cup. There are so many chances. It's going to be a fascinating build-up over the next 7 days. One thing we can do is get a winner today, and I think we've got the right man on the line to do it, Warren.
Well, Brett Stanley's here, and he's been able to secure a local Bendigo boy, albeit for the short term, in Willie Pike to get there and do his riding today. Good morning to you, Brent.
Morning, Warren. Morning, Fergus. How are you?
Very well, mate.
Well, and you've been able to secure Willie. He snuck up to Echuca, I think, last week for just the one ride late in the day, and played your cards here and put him on all three of yours. Line of Descent kicks off your day, race 5, a debutante. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, he's a nice horse. He had issues earlier on. He's had a throat operation. Said he's breathing good. Willie's been riding well, controlled him, and he was actually keen to go and ride him, so hopefully he's on the bunny.
You've got the winkers on and had them on in a recent jump out. From a position in running point of view, I know he's on debut, so we'll learn about him. 1,200 metres, wide a draw. What are you expecting?
Yeah, a little bit of speed inside with the race ones. You'd like to see him somewhere third, fourth, fifth, sixth, with a bit of cover and
filling up a bit of momentum coming to the turn. But yeah, he's quite a nice horse, and just hopefully he can start off with winning away at his first start. So I'm just trying to get on the Sonata trials here. I'm just trying to get out the breeze is blowing it down there some years.
Race 7, you've got Diamond Thora, who's had a little bit of a gap between a good run last start, a jump out in between, this time a favourable draw. How's she going?
Yeah, she's going good. She's going good. Yeah, she should be hard to beat again today. So she snuck into the 58 Raiders again today. So hopefully she can knock the win over again, but be quietly confident with her today.
Last race, or no, race 8 on the 9 race card, you've got I Tilt, who looked to be very sharp in a recent jump out. He's only had the one prep for you. How's he coming to hand?
Yeah, he's coming. He's going pretty good, actually. He came over from New Zealand, and I was distracted to try and get over the ground with him, riding a little bit quiet, which is just playing the wrong thing to do. So he's a free-rolling horse. So he's quite sharp. He's fast. So 1,000 metres, he'll... He's probably still a gallop or so short, but the 1,000 metres should be fine enough for him. But if he can do what he's doing on the track and he's trialling, he's won his last trial by 8 or 9 weeks. So if he can jump and run, and we've trained like that now to just to do that instead of worrying about trying to get him over ground, he should run a good race.
Who do you think's the pick of the three today, Brent?
I wanted to say he's a pretty smart horse.
Good luck today.
Cheers, guys. Thank you, and good luck to punters.
Good on you, Brent. We like to hear that. That's a nice, confident push. We'll get to that market in a moment, Warren, but let's kick off with the first. And for those who may have just missed the track manager, we are racing on a soft five today, and he thinks it'll be a genuine soft five all the way through. The first race is a maiden over 2,124 metres. Take out 1, 5, and 10. Hard Squeeze is the favourite, 225. Dente's at 290, and then we're out to Jamcraft. At $4.20. So it's only a small field here, but four of them are given a good chance in the race, Warren.
Hard Squeeze is a really interesting runner. Three-year-old filly in a high weight scale. We don't often see that, but her run holding her ground, albeit at triple-figure odds behind Pensado last start in the Oaks preview, is certainly the best form coming into this. And everything she's done in her runs to date has been an indication that she wants to get up that little bit further in trip. So I'm siding with her, number 8, Hard Squeeze. I thought 7, Jamcra, who gets up in distance and looks suited also, just held his ground pretty well last start at Maui. By the time he got out and clear, was making ground, or at least holding his ground, late behind Shy Doll. And the step up in distance suits by contributor. You would think the rise in distance looks suitable from a breeding perspective. Dante's an interesting runner. I think he was getting balloted from maidens when he ran in a 58 grade of race last start. He rode the speed behind Hazard Ahead. That form's held up well. So you would think would ride the speed here and give a side again, because this is a dropping grade from his most recent run, albeit that he's still a maiden. And 3, Defining Lady, might be next best. The race does fall away. 8, 7, 4, 3.
8, 7, 4, and 3 in the first. Race 2 is a benchmark 58 over 1,618. Take out 3 and 9. Wild Choice for Richard Lamming and Clayton Douglas. Of course, the partner of Jamie Carr is the favourite here at $1.85. Real Thinker is at $5.50. Then we're out to Viva Achiever at $6. So Wild Choice, pretty firm favourite, well into the red here. Is that around the right mark, or is it a bit tight, Warren?
I think if he runs the trip, he'll win, Michael. I think that's what you're betting on. And in this grade of race, I can see him getting a reasonable run on the speed without a lot of pressure, and he should get every chance to run the trip out. So I think he's the most likely winner, clearly. And as I said, I think you're really just betting that he'll run the trip. His runs, this preparation, have been good behind File of Allen and Rushford, and he's on a relatively quick backup from that run at 1,200 last week, where he dropped back slightly in distance. So getting up in trip might help him. 2 for me ahead of 8. Quatraport, who's not a regular winner, but he's going okay, maps to get a nice run. 1, Real Thinker, can be a bit hit and miss, but is hard and fit, and the best performances of Real Thinker through this campaign would be competitive. And 6, Fever Achiever, not sure he's quite going as well as he has done previously, and a lot of his better form is on synthetic tracks, but he's capable, and there was good market support for him last start, which can be a positive indication. 2, 8, 1, 6.
2, 8, 1, and 6 in the second. Race number 3. Got another firm favourite here. We can take out 1, 7, 9, 12, 15, and 18. Cave Hill Mick Price, Mick Kent Jr., Mickey D, 210. Inkerman Road, 350. DeBowie Prince is at $6. Cave Hill, it's probably got better form lines in stronger company. Drops back in class today. Would you take 210, Warren?
Yes, I would, Michael. I think she's a standout to me. First racing prep, so you're hoping that she's got another race or two left in her, but she had no luck at all at her first two starts. Behind Molly Go Lightly, she was probably the best run in the race at Maui on debut, and then just got way out of the race and did a remarkable job to run second at Kyneton at her second start in the race. A throw at the stumps at Black Type on the home track at Caulfield. Following that, back to maiden grade here. If she's holding together, she should win 11 ahead of 6. The Bowie Prince, I thought there was a lot to like about the improvement shown first up to second up, admittedly, in second at a synthetic track at Ballarat, so not the same class that Cave Hill's coming through, but I think rolls along on the speed and should give a sight. 8, Inkerman Road, had excuses last start. I'm forgiving of that run where there was good market support. The previous run behind Young Verda is obviously a good form reference for this. And 13, Native Man, I thought did enough on debut and will be fitter. Keen on 11, ahead of 6, 8 and 13.
11, almost a good thing ahead of 6, 8 and 13 in race number 3. Race number 4 is over 1,209 metres. Take out 6, 12, 14. Johnny Thunder for Mike Moroney and Freddie Kersley's a favourite at 3.70. Savagery, a first starter from the Chris Wallace stable, second favourite at $5. And Sky Wolf, a first starter from Team Hawks, is at $6. A few first starters in this race. Anything stand out from the jump outs?
I thought Visualising was asked to do a bit in a recent jump out and responded. And in typical Waller and Hawks fashion, both Savagery and Sky Wolf have looked to move nicely in jump outs without really being tested. Obviously a bit of beauty in the eye of the beholder there, but they were the three from the jump outs that looked the most likely to me. I've sided with Johnny Thunder, who's had that run back this preparation, capable of rolling forward, fitter with that run under the belt, and a little step up in distance seems a positive. 4 ahead of 9. Visualising, as I said, was asked to do a bit in the recent jump out. Looks to have enough tactical speed to take advantage of an inside draw. 8, Skywolf, typical Hawks fashion, wasn't really asked for much of an effort in a recent jump out, but liked the way he moved. And Savagey was in a reasonably fast heat with a tearaway leader, ridden a little bit more conservatively, but again, liked the way that Savagey moved through the line. 4, 9, 8, 7.
4, 9, 8, and 7. Race number 4, race number 5. Another race over 1,209. Take out 3, 5, 10, 15, 16, and 17. Ahika's a favourite, and it is at $3.60. First up today, as is Smug Sister, $4.20. Dina's Boy, a first starter at $5.50, is the next best in the market. Who do you like here, Warren?
It's something each way, Smug Sister here, Michael. The form to date in two racing preparations is nothing flash, but horses can obviously mature at different rates, and I love what she did in a recent jump out. 11 potentially on an each way basis for me. 11 ahead of 2, Dina's Boy, who showed tactical speed in a recent jump out. For Sutton and Young Camp, very good at getting horses educated and fit and capable of riding the speed on debut. That looks a similar scenario here for Dina's Boy. 8, Ahika's jumped out nicely, shown talent in her career today, and 7, Line of Descent. Interested what Brent Stanley said there. Did work home really nicely in a recent jump out. Where's the Winkers here on debut? And Brent confident of a good performance and did like what I saw in a recent jump out. 11, 2, 8, 7.
11, 2, 8 and 7 in the fifth of the Chuka. We'll take a quick break and be back with the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview with Warren Huntley, looking at Echuca today. We're up to the first leg of the quaddie, race number 6, a benchmark 58 over 1,209 metres. Take out 4, 8 and 12. Boom Boom Becker is the favourite at 2.10. Free Flying Star 4.60, Sticking Point 5.50. Then we're out to Madame Superior at 7.50. This morning with the Brekkie boys, the Hall of Famer, Johnny McArdle, was on the line, and this is what he had to say about Free Flying Star.
She actually trialled pretty nicely last week. She's a nice filly, this. I think she's going to make a really nice staying filly in the autumn. But I think she's trialled well enough to be in the finish today. Made a lot of mistakes at her first start, and then beat a field that had a few city winners that come out of it pretty well, second up at 1300. So, yeah, I think she'll run well today.
He doesn't usually miss with the Brekkie boys, Warren, when he likes one. That's a good push for Free Flying Star today. Are you with Boom Boom Becker or Johnny's horse first up today?
Well, I'd like to firstly apologise in advance to both John McArdle and Jamie Mott, and you'll see why as we work through the Quaddy League selections, Michael. I'm with Free Flying Star here. I think she's a real talent, and like the way, as John said, she trialled recently at Mornington, really strong for the line. I think it was Olympic Lad she was chasing. There was a big gap back to the other horses. Just a nice jump out to get back to the races, and I think there's going to be reasonable speed here, but I want three horses in this leg of the Quaddy. I'm going to go with 10 Free Flying Star. Ahead of three, Boom Boom Becker, who got a positive ride to win last start. He'd been unlucky on occasions and getting back in the field and not having luck, and took a little bit of luck out of the equation last start. Probably similar from a good draw here, but obviously up in grade from that maiden victory. Same could be said for Grandma Gale. They rode her on the speed two starts ago and that didn't work, and she coped well with the drop back in distance and the better riding tactics last start to suit her at this stage of her career. So she can run well again, and I thought 6 Madame Superior on the home track maps for a good run. Next best. If you were going wider in trifectas and first fours, you could make a case for many others. But I thought 10, 3 and 5 were the key runners. 10, 3, 5, 6.
10, 3, 5 and 6 in the first leg of the Quaddy SMS. Michael, who was Brent Stanley's best of the day? I couldn't quite decipher it. Well, that was race 5, Line of Descent, his first starter, which is a $6.50 chance as well. Race number 7, second leg of the Quaddy. Madam Mischief is the favourite here. Take out 1 and 11. $3.50 for the favourite. Flying Banjos at $4.20. Diamond Thor at $5. Striker Bow at $6.50. Jay McArdle, Flying Banjo. Could this be a theme?
I think you've cottoned on pretty early, Michael, and I've got a bit more confidence in Flying Banjo than John did with the Brekkie boys today. He wasn't that complimentary about him. I just thought he was good, strong to the line, winning first up. Fitter, I think he's at least up to benchmark 58 grade. The little rising distance suits, and with Madam Mischief and Ginger Sun probably rolling along, I thought there was enough tempo here to get into a spot, perhaps get some cover and be strong late in an even race. Thought had as good a chance as anything. 2 ahead of 10. Madam Mischief, who fitter third up, should ride the speed from a good draw. 6 Diamond Thor has had a tick over jump out since that win last start. Looks to be going well. Maps for a nice run. And 3 Ginger Sun, who's was good winning last start and makes his own luck. 2 each way ahead of 10, 6 and 3.
2 each way ahead of 10, 6 and 3. Race 8 over the 1,000. We can take out 10, 11, 12, 13. Favourite here is Uptown Lola at $2.80. I see there is another McArdle runner, though. Sure Am Invincible at $4.40, Warren.
And I think she's a real talent. And as John outlined with the Breakfast Boys this morning, you wouldn't get overly enthusiastic about her jump outs, but what she does do is bring good form to race day. She was a good winner on debut, and then she was behind Parlophone at her next start and ran well enough to think that could be in the mix here, 3.5 lengths or so, 3.25 lengths behind Parlophone. And she's trialled up nicely enough in a couple of jump outs, given that she doesn't seem to do much at home. I'm going to go with 7, Sure Am Invincible, because I think she's got the upside. 1, I Tilt, was a dominant winner in a recent jump out, as Brent Stanley outlined. Probably just going to let him be a bit of a free spirit and run along. He'll get a sight for a long way. Uptown Lola, fitter for one run, back from a spell, napping for a good run on the speed. And Shotgun Rosie gets the winkers on. We'll be off the speed. You know what you get with her, but she'll be strong late. 7-1-3-4.
7-1-3-4, and a nice race to end the 9 race card at Echuca today. Benchmark 58 over 1,400. Take out 10-11-14-15-16-17-18. The Talking Toff, Willie Pike in the last. 4.20, Miss Sarasota. 4.20, Love Generation for Nick Ryans at 5.50. You couldn't do it, could you, Warren?
Jamie Mott might be turning the car around heading home if he's listening. I'm going to go with Miss Sarasota here. Look, she was the horse that had a bit of a spruik in her going into the debut, and she ran well at Sale, but she looked like she'd want further, and she had a little break straight after that. She was able to win first up, tradesman-like fashion, but the rising distance here is certainly suitable for her, and I think she's quite progressive, and I think there's another progressive horse in the race in 9, Love Generation, who's a really interesting runner off a long break, but had a nice jump out for the Nick Ryan stable and did win well on debut.
Talking Toff was a good win first run for the local stable Cornish and Gascon last start. Going to need some luck from the inside draw, but was very good winning here, as I said, and even fitted with that run under the belt. And Regal Rosser didn't have a lot of luck trying to sneak up on the inside last start, but the draw's a bit sticky. 12-9-4-3.
12-9-4-3. So Warren Huntley is tipping Jamie Mott and Johnny McArdle to win the quaddie today at Echuca.
That's embarrassing, isn't it? And I really, as I said, I apologise in advance to both John and Jamie. Best for me, Michael, race 3, number 11, Cave Hill. I thought one of the McArdle-Mott combinations, Flying Banjo, we could play him each way and hopefully we get a profit of some sort. First leg of the quaddy, 3, 5 and 10. Second leg, 2, 3, 6 and 10. Third leg, 1, 3, 4 and 7. Home with just numbers 4, 9 and 12. Going to play a running double early, races 2 and 3. Trial to build a bank. Wild Choice probably should win race 2 in Cave Hill. I think can win race 3. So running double races 2 and 3 is the play of the day. 2 only into 11 only.
Good on you, Warren. Best of luck today.
Thanks, Michael.